in the young leaves when it's very young and just starting out as a way of like protecting the baby. And then as the plant gets older, it moves the poison up into the seeds to protect the next generation. So actually, when it's small and just popping up, it's really pretty toxic.
What happens to you if you ingest it?
Paralysis is one of the symptoms. So I talked to a guy last year who was poisoned like this up in the Pacific Northwest. He had pulled some up with his carrots, and hemlock and carrots look almost exactly alike. So you can really see that that's a mistake someone could make. And he felt a little kind of dizzy and weird, but then the really strange symptom he got was he got in his car to go visit a friend, and he noticed that his eyes weren't tracking like his brain would tell his eyes to look to the left or look to the right, and they wouldn't go that direction. And it was actually a little bit of paralysis. But it can be fatal, you know. I mean, the way Socrates died was he had this paralysis that moved up his body until it got to his heart and his lungs, and it killed him.
Wow. So, it looks like a carrot. It's, the root is orange and the top is green and leafy like that?
No, the root is white.
Okay.
So, you would only mistake it for a carrot if you weren't real bright or if you thought that, you know, maybe carrots come in a lot of different colors, which they kind of sort of do. But, no, it's white. But it's in that family. So, it's related to carrots, dill, parsley, cilantro, and Queen Anne's lace. It actually looks a lot like Queen Anne's lace.
And it grows all over in Humboldt?
That's right. Yeah, it's wild. It's a wild plant. It's just a weed. So the farm did not do anything wrong by having it in their fields. That's just going to happen. But the problem, of course, is that somebody who was harvesting probably didn't know what they were looking at or just hadn't been real educated about it.
Okay, so this would be something typically you would expect people to eat. I mean, they're looking for it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a grower or even if you're a gardener, you need to know what hemlock looks like, and you need to really be aware of it when you're harvesting parsley or cilantro or whatever else. So what's funny for me about this, not that it's funny that it's out there, but I planted a poison garden at my house when I was writing my book on the subject. And so I deliberately grew hemlock. And over the years, I've decided that I'd rather have a kitchen garden out there. So I actually have lettuce and herbs growing in a place where there was once hemlock, and I'm like hyper aware of needing to pull it out as soon as I see it. But I could really see how somebody could be out there cutting lettuce or grabbing a handful of parsley and could grab a little hemlock along with it.
Right. Are you familiar with this place, Wild Rose Farm?
No, huh?
Okay. Okay. Well, Hank is standing by. Is there any other information? All right. Well, Amy, thank you so much for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. And I'll get those photos over to Hank, and I'm sure he'll blast them out there in the next few minutes.
Yeah, we'll post them on the Lost Coast Outpost. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. There it is. It's Amy Stewart. And as I said, if you bought cilantro in the last couple weeks, just toss it. You know, whether it came from Wild Rose or not, just get rid of it and go and get some new cilantro to replace it. That is the move to make. It's now 53 minutes after 3 o'clock, and yet on KHOM, we'll be right back.